Welcome to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli. I'm an associate real estate broker at New England Land Company. I specialize in residential and commercial Greenwich real estate. And on this podcast, I keep you up to date with everything Greenwich real estate in hopes to help you make sense of Greenwich. Before we get into today's podcast, let's hear a word from our sponsors. So Greenwich, specifically backcountry Greenwich, the larger 2-acre, 4-acre lots, have been taking a beating lately in the public eye and in the news. And, you know, they did a report in the Wall Street Journal, and there was a panel that was put together to discuss some of the points made in those articles and get to the bottom of why backcountry is lagging so far behind. And the takeaway from the panel was that backcountry still has great value. It's large lots, it's privacy, it's beautiful landscaping. It is higher maintenance, and you know the new trend is to get closer to downtown, being walk distance to the train, being able to ferry your kids quickly to activities. But in its heyday, you know, backcountry was the place to be. It wasn't uncommon for people to drive 10 minutes to go to a grocery store to get a nice large lot. That's super private. And traditionally, this area attracts, you know, those buyers coming from the city, Manhattan, places that are, you know, the real estate prices are enormous and the size of the properties, usually, you know, lofts, apartments, brownstones, don't have that outdoor space. They don't have that nature, that big green lawn that everyone craves, especially when raising a family. So a lot of these young folks or young families are heading out of the city and, you know, buying up some backcountry properties. There are some encouraging trends that are happening in that area. We have to keep an eye on it because I believe, like everything, it's cyclical. And backcountry will come back. It's just a matter of when. The other thing that we really need to keep an eye on is all of these Westchester people that are hopping the border to take advantage of our lower taxes and get away from their high taxes, their mansion tax. It seems like they're looking, some are buying properties, but a lot, it seems, can't sell their own homes. So we have this tricky market where there's a lot of people looking, a lot of activity, but limited absorption. So this Sunday, July 28th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., I'll be hosting a public open house at 14 Indian Pass, Greenwich, Connecticut. We are now priced at $925,000. This is a great flip project. It's a great live-in, renovate, and expand project. There's just a ton of options. We did some renderings that we upload to Zillow, so definitely check those out if you are curious. At the very least, swing by, say hello, and we could chat a little bit about Greenwich real estate. So I'll see you guys this weekend, hopefully, and I will be back for your next Greenwich real estate update.